first down. That's it. Yeah. Oh! Get underneath it, DJ. Get under it, DJ. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
All right, let's see what they do. See what they do.
Here's a big play. Fourth and goal, San Diego on the Raider 1 yard line. Inside handoff to Danny Woodhead. And Woodhead is stacked up on the goal line. Is he in or not?
Yeah!
The Raiders held him on the goal line.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
A fired up head coach of the Oakland Raiders there, Dennis Allen, during his most proud moment, I think, as the coach of the Silver and Black, the victory over the San Diego Chargers in that late night Sunday nighter. Welcome back to our Silver and Black show. Greg Papa with the calm and in studio, DA. But you get worked up pretty good during the Raider games on the sidelines.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I love football. And, you know, it's exciting to see our guys play well, and they obviously played well in that game, and you get excited about it. And it's an emotional game. And not just with the players, it's emotional with the coaches.
And you put a lot into it, I know. That was one of your victories this year. You also got Jacksonville at home, so assess it. We've hit the pre-bye week portion of the schedule, 6 games in. You're 2-4. What are some of the things you like about your team? What are some of the things you want to work on in the second half?
Yeah, well, I still like this football team. I still think we got a good football team. You know, when you look at some of the losses, we've had opportunities to win these games. Two of those losses are against 6-0 football teams, one of them against a 4-2 Indianapolis team to open up the season. So we've given ourselves opportunities to win games against good teams. Our guys continue to compete. They continue to work extremely hard. And the victories are going to come. We've got to see more consistency. Offensively, we got to be a little bit more consistent. We've had some games where we played really well, and then games where we haven't played very good at all. So I want to see the consistency out of our football team in all three phases. And as we grow, and as some of these younger players get more experience, we'll become more consistent.
You were already very injured on the offensive line going to Arrowhead, and then in the game you lose your center and you lose your right tackle in the game, and the quarterback's running for his life. So let's assess Terrell Pryor. You know, we spoke last week on the show about the San Diego game, which was undeniably his finest game in the NFL. And then at Kansas City, he has arguably his worst game of the league so far.
When you look at it, he's a rookie as a quarterback in the National Football League. He's got 6 NFL starts to his credit. And you're going to have some of those good games and some of those bad games. And all quarterbacks have bad games at times. It's really about how does he respond to those situations. He had the injury against Denver, had to miss the Washington game. So he was kind of knocked down a little bit, literally and figuratively. But he came back and had probably his best game against San Diego.
Yeah.
He got knocked down a little bit against Kansas City. I fully expect that he's going to come back and have a great game against Pittsburgh.
He's thrown 5 touchdown passes so far this year. 4 have gone to number 17, Denarius Moore, who was called all different types, spinning out of a couple of double teams, running. You spoke during training camp that you want one guy to emerge as your number one guy. Is Demo playing like a number one guy?
Yeah,
right now?
I think he's stepping up. I think he's stepping up and making some nice plays, and there's still some room for improvement with him. But he's made a lot of good plays for us, caught some touchdown passes for us, scored some points for us. I want to see him continue to grow and continue to ascend to be that number one guy. But really, overall, the wide receiver position I've been pretty pleased with, because we've got a lot of guys that have gone in and done a pretty good job for us.
Yeah, you've had some splash plays, certainly on offense. The defense is playing well. I want to ask you about the special teams play, starting with the punter, Marquette King. This was a tough call that you had going back to Labor Day Saturday and cutdown day, whether it's going to be the veteran, Chris Cluey, or Marquette. You look at his numbers, Coach, 49.5, gross, 42 net. He could probably get better with the rugby style. He's had 6 touchbacks, but he has done very well for you.
Yeah, well, you know, we always knew all along that this kid had a great leg and that he could punt the football. Like a lot of guys on our team, we just got to get better at some of the situational type things that we've got to do, the green punting, the rugby style punting, where we can get some of these to be touchbacks and pin these guys inside the 10-yard line and not get the ball on the 20. But he's really done a nice job for us, and he'll continue to grow and he'll continue to get better. Again, here's another guy. It's the first year in the league. He's played six NFL football games, he's going to get better.
He's got a powerful leg, and he hits the ball so high. That ball that was muffed by Eddie Royal of San Diego, I think, was in part because it was up so high. And Tywan Jones was right there to put pressure on him. He had a great game in Kansas City. This guy may be a Pro Bowl gunner this year, Tywan Jones.
Well, there's no question in my mind that he's playing at a Pro Bowl level as a special teams player. And he's done everything that we had hoped that he'd be able to do for us on special teams, and he's been a difference maker for us on special teams.
All right, so teams are playing well. Defense is playing real well. Jason Tarver, your coordinator, is going to come out and join me in a moment. It's just numbers for me. Last year you guys gave up about 28 points a game. This year it's down to 22 a game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's a tribute to Jason Tarver and the defensive staff. I also think it's a tribute to those players. I think the players have bought into the things that we're trying to do, the things we're asking them to do. They've done a nice job of that. And they're playing hard and they're playing fast. And I think anytime you get a defense that plays hard, they play fast, we've limited the explosive plays down the field, and we're making offenses have to go the long, hard way. And when you do that, you know, you're not going to give up a lot of points. We got to improve in the red area. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest area where we've got to improve. We've got to make people kick field goals and not score touchdowns. And if we can do that, then we've got a chance to be a really good defense.
Here's what I didn't know about Charles. You know, I haven't worked with him before this year. He studies. He's watching his iPad with the plays. He's doing everything. He studies all the time so that he can know what a quarterback's doing and respond by getting the football.